You have been blessed by the Second Union Baptist Church, 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. They will be glad to hear from you. If you'd like to contact them, you may contact them at 318-445-4875. Tune in next time for the Second Union Missionary Baptist Church radio broadcast.
This is the 70,000-watt voice of the community. KAYT. Gina, Alexandria.
Awesome moving. Until redeeming.
God with the CA. You are tuned into the spiritual part of the broadcast.
When we believe in an
but when we put it all together, this is what we like to call you. Gina,
Jesus.
Let's tune in.
That's what
as evangelist Ronald
yeah.
Bell takes you further
you
into the Word
in a
of God.
For 2 weeks, I have been teaching on the soul. As we have said, the soul, the human soul, is very complex and it is extremely multifaceted, in that there are many sides and many functions of our soul. We can think of the soul of man in such things as possessing appetites. We all have appetites, and we all know what that is. Exercise and mental faculties. You know, we all can think, and we can just become brilliant in our mind in the way we think. Or it consists of various things that the mind can do. We can think, we can reason out things, we can meditate. Praise God, we can meditate. We can daydream, we can see pictures in our mind, and we have a great imagination. We battle certain things, feelings, emotions, desires. These are the things that we battle, and we do war every day of our life. And our feelings and our emotions and our desires and our passions, you know, consistently we battle in these areas. All these things make up who we are. It's our soul. It makes up who we are. And we speak of the soul as that part of feelings, part that feels, and the spirit as that part that knows. Whatever we know, our knowledge, it comes from the Spirit. We know the Spirit of God. He knows all things. And no one can ever go past the understanding of God. No one. So this is where we get our knowledge from the Spirit. Both the soul and the Spirit makes up the inner man, with the feelings, the will, the knowledge, the intellect, reasoning abilities, all abilities, and the natural powers, the supernatural powers and abilities that God give us. When we speak of the powers, we know that God gave us power over all the power of Satan. We know that because the scripture that backs that up. We have power to become the sons of God. We have power to tread and to crush the head of serpents. And we find that in Luke 10 and 19. You know, we have been given authority and power to command unclean spirits, and they have to come out. We find that in Luke 4 and 36. Power and authority over all the devil and to cure all diseases. We find that in Luke 9 and verse 1. We have power to shut up heaven and it won't rain for the days of prophecy. We know Elijah did that. We have that very same power that he gave Elijah. And then Elijah called for the power of rain to come down again. He prayed to God for rain, and then the power of water came and returned to the earth. God has fixed us and anointed us with all power over all the power of the enemy. And he has given us authority and dominion authority over all things on the earth. everything that fly, everything that crawls, everything that's in the water. God has given us dominion power over everything. So saints of God, we have the power to do everything that God has commissioned us to do. And later on in this lesson, we're going to be talking about the commissions that God has given the church and what we should be doing. We have power to shut heaven, just like Elijah did. And then we have power to open heaven again when we pray, and God will send the power. We have power to turn the water into blood and to smite the earth with all kind of plagues as often as we will. That's in Revelation 11 and 6. The doctrine we teach and preach is the word of God, and it's with power. That's found in Mark 12 and 24. Saints, I'm giving you these scriptures because we need to know the scriptures. If we don't know the scriptures, if we don't know what we're doing, if we don't know God, we have to find it through the scriptures. Our power does not stand in the wisdom of man, but in the powers of God. That's 1 Corinthians 2 and 5. Saints of God, write down the scriptures, go over the scriptures, and keep going over them until they get in your heart. You know, we can lay hands on the sick and they will be healed. We can lay hands on folks and they can be filled with the Holy Spirit. And that's in Acts 8 and 18. And the Holy Spirit will come on them and in them. And saints of God, how many know that we need the power of the Holy Spirit today? Because that's where the power of God is. It's in the Holy Spirit. And when we have the Holy Spirit, we can fight. We're fully equipped to fight, and Satan cannot destroy us. He cannot come near us because we can resist him in the name of Jesus. In Hebrews 6 and 2, we can preach the doctrine. We can lay hands, and you know, on dead people, and they can be resurrected. We can lay hands on dead folks, and they can be resurrected. Saints of God, we have power. That's found in Luke 9 and 12, where Elijah, resurrected the dry bones. You remember when he was in that sent to the valley of the dry bones, and God kept asking him, "Can those bones live?" And he didn't know if they could live. He said, "Lord, you know." But God knew, and he was going to tell Elijah just how to do it. And how many know he did? And that whole valley of dry bones began to live again. We have that very same power. Jesus gave the disciples power to preach the kingdom of God and to heal the sick. In Luke 9 and 2, in Mark 6 and 13, they cast out many devils, and they anointed with oil many that were sick, and they healed them. In Acts 9 and 33, praise God, the disciples healed people that had been sick for 8 years. For 8 years they had been sick, and the disciples healed them. In Mark 6, 16 through 18, I want to read this. Jesus sent the disciples into all the world to preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. See, it doesn't matter whether you believe or don't believe. If you don't believe, there's a faith for you. And he say, if you don't believe, you shall be damned. Verse 17 says, and these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name they shall cast out devils, they shall speak with new tongues, and they shall take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. We can stand against the wiles of the devil, saints of God. We can resist the devil, and he'll flee from us. We don't have to allow Satan any place in our lives. We don't have to let sickness and disease come and set up house. We don't have to let our children get taken down by anything. We know anything that take them down, that tries to take them down, it's of the devil. So we don't have to allow that, thanks of God. It's going to take prayer to stop the evil things that's going on in the world, that's killing people, and then there's nothing done because of it. God can do this, saints of God. God can stop hatred. He can stop the evil forces of the enemy that's coming against us, that's killing us, and then there's no accountability. God can stop this, saints of God. We don't have to allow Satan to have any place in our lives. God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of love and of power and a sound mind. This is what God, see, that power I'm talking about. We have power over all the power of the enemy. And he said nothing is going to hurt us. But you got to believe that. You got to know what God said, and you have to believe that, and you have to act accordingly. Our soul is who we are. We have been given all things pertaining to life and godliness, but you have to learn how to use the power that has been given to us. God has given us power so that we can carry out his plan, just like Jesus did and just like the disciples did. All of God's promises for long life, good things, strength, all of his goodness and mercy, they won't do us a bit of good if we don't know about it and if we don't know how to use it. And certainly we won't be able to use it if we don't trust God. A lot of us know the word, but we don't trust God enough. We don't believe God enough to believe that, okay, he can do it, he will do it. And some of us will believe that he can do it, but we don't believe that he will do it through us. And that's just the same as not trusting God. You know, we have to know him. The Bible said we have to know him. And we have to love him. Or we have to be obedient to all of his commandments. God starts off with faith. He starts off with faith. We have to believe him. We know that in the book of Mark, the 11th chapter and the 22nd verse, Jesus said this himself, have faith in God. You know, everything is governed by faith in the kingdom of God. Everything is governed by faith. If we don't know and if we don't understand, then we have to get to the place to where we do know and understand. And how do we do this? By reading the word of God, by prayer and supplications toward God, asking him to help us to open our minds so that we can do the things that he has called us to do. We have to have faith in God. Mark 11 and 22, just like I've stated, Jesus said, we have to know God. We have to have faith in God. In order for us to please him, we have to have faith in him. Without faith, we cannot please God. God and the whole kingdom of God is ruled and operated by faith. Nothing operates in the kingdom of God without faith. We can't do anything without faith. We need to stress that over and over again. We cannot do anything without faith. We can talk about sins and the purpose of the mind, the body, the soul, and the spirit, but nothing can operate between us and God without faith. You know, we live by faith every day. Day by day, every day of our lives, we have to live by faith. We walk by faith and we don't walk by sight. We can't walk by what we see. Because the Bible said, believe half of what you see and don't believe any of what you hear. So the natural